Well, good morning, everyone. Hope you're doing well. I'm Matt.
I'm Amy, and we're hosting today.
Welcome to Church Online. It's great to be online with you. Please do comment on the Facebook Live post, like, let us know you can hear us okay. Firstly, we just want to say fair play to Paul for doing this every week. It is nerve-wracking, man. But yeah, we hope this morning will be encouraging and life-giving for you. So just to give you a bit of a run through of what we're going to do this morning. So firstly, we're going to just go through a few notices and updates of a few things going on in church life. Steve has kindly pre-recorded a talk for us, so we will hear from him. We'll be taking communion together as we do each Sunday, so please do get your bread, wine, juice ready to go for that. And then a few members of our worship team have recorded a song which we're going to use to worship together at the end of our time together.
Great, so we've just got a few updates this morning. The first is all about Connect Groups. So Connect Groups are our small groups that have continued meeting online each week to pray with one another, study the Bible together. And really, these are one of the main ways that we're keeping connected as a church. So if you're not in a Connect Group already, we would really love you to be in one. And in fact, it's a really good time to join one at the moment because most of the groups have just finished one Bible study. They're about to start a new one all about Nehemiah, which is a brilliant book. So if you would like to be part of one of these Connect Groups, they happen Monday to Thursday, every night in between. Just contact one of us, contact Paul, or email admin@rolk.org.uk, and we can make sure that we can get you connected with one of those. The second update is about prayer. Now, we spoke about this a lot in our last series, about how prayer is really the powerhouse of our faith and of our church. And so during this time in particular, it's something that we want to make a priority. We want to prioritise praying together and connecting together in this way. So we've been praying every Sunday night at 7 p.m. online, but we know that Sunday nights aren't the best time for everybody. So instead, what we'd like to do is launch a series of different prayer times throughout the week, morning, afternoon, evening, whenever, led by different people. These are going to be half an hour in length, and we'll focus on praying for the specific prayer requests that we get in from the church community, for our local area, and also just the general situation. So we want you to tell us when would be the best time to do those. So after this live stream, we're going to post a poll on Facebook, on the Facebook group, and we would like you to fill that in and let us know when would be the best time to pray together. But tonight is going to be the last Sunday night 7 p.m. Zoom prayer meeting.
Brilliant. And then we thought it'd be great to do something a bit more social. So on the 23rd of May, we're going to do an isolation quiz that we're going to host on Zoom. It will be the 23rd, which is the bank holiday weekend, on the Saturday evening. And we thought it'd just be great to do something fun, get together virtually and do a quiz online. So do invite family and friends, people in your household, people that aren't in your household. That's absolutely fine. Make a team. And then all you need to do is email admin@rolk.org.uk with your email address and your team name, and we'll even give a bonus point for the best team name. So please do that. We'll also post details on Facebook and in the newsletter about that as well.
Great. So before we go into Steve's talk, let's start with prayer, church. Lord, we thank you that you are with us. We thank you that we can meet together week after week in this way during this time. It's special and important to us. And Lord, we invite you into this time as we focus on you. We want you to be honoured. And wherever we are, scattered across our different homes, we pray that you would meet with each one of us today, this morning, that you'd speak to us, that you'd provide for us, minister to us. Let this be a time of peace and encouragement for all. In your name we pray. We love you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. So we're now going to hear from Steve, who's pre-recorded a talk for us on a few words from Romans 12.
brain. He said, you know, speak about whatever you want. And I thought, okay, I want to speak about patience. It's something I need to learn about. And so I looked briefly, quickly at the Bible and thought, I'll speak from Romans chapter 12, verse 12, which says, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. And that is still the text for my talk. But when I looked at it, it took me in a direction that I didn't expect. I'm still going to speak a little bit about patience, but that's not really going to be the major theme of my talk. So, you know me, we can never take a text out of context. So let's read it in the passage in which it's. Hello. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. These are strange times, aren't they? Strange indeed. And being socially distanced from one another is definitely hard, especially emotionally. You know, how much are we going to appreciate being able to meet together once this is all over? And, you know, it will be over. It will be over. I love the Bible. I hope you do too. It never ceases to amaze me at what a dynamic, living book it is. As I was preparing to talk with you today, I thought that I knew what I was going to speak about. And Paul Turner gave me free rein. He said, you know, speak about whatever you want. And I thought, okay, I want to speak about patience. It's something I need to learn about. And so I looked briefly, quickly at the Bible and thought, I'll speak from Romans chapter 12, verse 12, which says, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. And that is still the text for my talk. But when I looked at it, it took me in a direction that I didn't expect. I'm still going to speak a little bit about patience, but that's not really going to be the major theme of my talk. So, you know me, we can never take a text out of context. So let's read it in the passage in which it's found. So I'm going to read to you from Romans chapter 12, starting at verse 9, finishing at verse 13. It says this: love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honour one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervour, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, here it is, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. So let's just think of those three elements that are there in turn. So it starts off, be joyful in hope. And in the New English Bible, that is rendered, let hope keep you joyful. And I really like the way that that expresses it. In the NIV Study Bible, it says, the certainty of the Christian's hope is a cause for joy. The certainty of a Christian's hope. And in our British culture, in these modern times, we tend to use hope very tentatively, sort of about a tentative expectation. So I might say, you know, I hope it doesn't rain tomorrow, or, you know, I hope I get that job or whatever. But it tends to be quite tentative in the way that we use it. However, here in Romans, it has the sense of confident trust. You know, elsewhere in the Bible, it talks about a sure and certain hope. So where it's used here in Romans, it isn't wishy-washy. It's not something that might happen. It's something that will happen. Let hope keep you joyful. Be joyful in hope. And then coming on to the second thing that it says here, it says be patient in affliction. And again, in our modern British culture, we perhaps tend to think of patience as a rather passive thing, of, you know, waiting for something to be over. But the NIV Study Bible says that here in Romans, it means enduring triumphantly. That's also, that's like a bit of an oxymoron there, isn't it? Enduring triumphantly. But let's think a little bit about what that means. So whilst patience does imply enduring, it isn't passive. The sense here is much more of standing your ground. You know, standing your ground. And so how do we do that? How do we stand our ground whilst we're enduring the current situation and other afflictions that life might bring? Well, that brings us on to the third point, which is by being persistent in prayer. So it says, be faithful in prayer. Prayer can be defined as maintaining a constant open line of communication with God. And this made me smile. I don't know whether you know it, but it reminded me of a kid's song called Prayer is Like a Telephone. Do you know it? I'm going to sing you a bit of it. So you might need to endure this affliction patiently for a moment. So it goes like this. Prayer is like a telephone for us to talk to Jesus. Prayer is like a telephone for us to talk to God. Prayer is like a telephone for us to talk to Jesus. Pick it up and use it every day. And I bet that's the part of this sermon that you remember. I love this quote from James D.G. Dunn in his commentary on Romans. It's a little bit long, but I didn't want to miss any of it out. He says this, Christians can be called on to rejoice, not so much in what has already been accomplished in them, but in their firm confidence in God. Such hope sustains the patient endurance in suffering and the persistence in prayer. Likewise, it is itself sustained by prayer, for in the midst of suffering, only an uninhibited crying out to God can provide a sufficient safety valve for the pressures of potential despair. Uninhibited crying out to God, provide that safety valve. The impact of the COVID-19 restrictions on our mental health is well recognised. The pressure on us to despair is great, but prayer is our safety valve. I don't know how much you know about safety valves. I certainly don't know not a lot. I'm not an engineer. But as I understand it, they're built into systems like boilers. And what they do is they release the pressure so that it never reaches that catastrophic point where everything goes wrong. And I love this idea that prayer is our safety valve. And this is exemplified wonderfully for us in Psalm 55. So listen to how David, who wrote the psalm, was feeling. These are just selected verses. In verse 2, he says, my thoughts trouble me and I am distraught. In verse 4, my heart is in anguish within me. In verse 5, fear and trembling have beset me. And know that I can identify with that. I imagine that you can too. This is his uninhibited, cry to God. He then goes on to speak about how through prayer he manages those feelings. In verses 16 and 17 he says, as for me, I call to God and the Lord saves me. Evening, morning and noon, I cry out in distress and he hears my voice. But that wasn't just for David. And even in Psalm 55, he urges us, believers who would come after him, to do the same. He says this, and I say it to you, cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. Remember too what I said earlier about maintaining a constant open line of communication to God. We should not only pray in the hard times, when we make those uninhibited cries to God, but we should also maintain communion with God, relationship with God through prayer at all times because it sustains us. Thanks for listening. Let's be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. God bless you.
Great. Thanks, Steve. That was good to hear, wasn't it, Church? And we're sorry about all the tech issues there. Thanks for letting us know. We're not quite sure what happened. Hopefully you can hear me now. I think you can. So now it's time to take communion together. Now, communion was something that Jesus taught us to do in remembrance of him. It's one of the ways that we remember all that he's done for us and practice our dependence wholly on him. It's also interesting that it's something that he got us to do something physical. He gave us something physical to do to remember him. He didn't just say, think about me and remember him. And there's lots of possible good reasons for that. But one of them, perhaps, is that... sorry, I'm reading all the comments, checking you can hear me. I think you can. One of the possible reasons is because it means that communion is something that we have to do together. You know, it's something that has to be done in community. It was designed as a meal to be shared. And we can see that throughout the New Testament. In fact, when the Corinthian church was having issues with communion, it was because they weren't doing it together well. Or they weren't honouring one another well in it. So yes, communion was all about remembering Jesus and all that he's done for us. But it's also, there's an element about it that connects us and links us together as the living, breathing body of Christ, the church here on earth today. So as we take it, remember Jesus, remember all that he has done for us, but also remember one another. And it's one of the reasons I think it's so encouraging and important to do at this time when we can't physically be together. This is our physical act to do together. So I'm going to read from us from 11 Corinthians from verse 23. On the night when he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it in pieces and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this to remember me." In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant between God and his people. An agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this to remember me as often as you drink it. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are announcing the Lord's death until he comes again." So I'm going to give us a moment now to pause, take our bread and wine or whatever equivalent you have at home. And as we do that, remember these things and remember one another.
Well, as we finish taking communion together, let's pray for the situation we're currently in, for our town, for our leaders, and for those that are close to us at this time. So, Lord, we do just lift up this situation at the moment. We pray for all those that we know that are struggling with their health, be that with COVID-19 or anything else. We just pray for a real peace to come in, and we'll all have individual situations. We'll all have family that we can't see at the moment, friends that we can't go and visit, people that we can't check in on the same ways. And so, Lord, help us at this time. Bring us peace in our households, Lord. And we do pray for the key workers that every day are going to work and dealing with this crisis at the front end. For many of us, we're sort of left at home, don't really know what's going on. But for these people, they really are at the front, and they're giving so much. So, Lord, I just pray for the key workers in this town, represented in this congregation and across the UK and beyond, they'll be kept safe, they'll have peace, and they'll have everything that they need at this time. And I do just want to give everyone a minute just to have in your homes, just to pray for people that are on your hearts and your minds. So do just take a minute to do that. Amen.
Amen.
So we're now going to have a song of worship that's been done by a couple of members of our worship team. The words will come up on the bottom, so even though it may feel a bit strange that we can't all worship together, we really do use this time as a time to connect with God, to sing the words that are there, sing your own words if you like, and use this as a time to worship in your home, and let's still see it as corporate worship as we do that in our homes together. It may take a few seconds for the sound to come in, so apologies for that. But hopefully you can hear it, and I hope, and we hope, that it encourages you.
Worthy of every song we could ever sing, holy, there
Great. Well, that's it for this week, church. Thank you so much for joining us. Stay connected with one another during the week. And I really encourage you to leave any prayer requests that you might have in the comments for this video. And we'll make sure that we pray through those in the online Zoom meeting tonight, 7 p.m. So have a blessed week, church. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Have a blessed week. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.